Hello, welcome to my presentation, Mainframe Best Practices at OpenSUSE. I'm Sarah Julia Kriesch and the release engineer for OpenSUSE C Systems. Firstly, I will tell something about myself, who I am, when we are coming to the topic mainframes, the status of it, then what is OpenSUSE C Systems, especially what is the S390X architecture in OpenSUSE. Yes, and how can we find it? Our OpenSUSE contacts, how we are collaborating with SUSE and IBM together, when we are coming to the topic, how you can proceed to interact with us, unimportant for the, with Vaxilla entries, to fix something, when we are coming to special topics with the byte orders, and when something how you can collaborate also across Linux distributions, that is the Linux Distribution Working Group. About myself, I have never worked for SUSE until now. I'm an educated Linux system administrator and studied computer scientists. I wrote my bachelor thesis at IBM, was part of the OpenShift department. A colleague from IBM is also here. He will speak with me in the second session today. Then I have switched away from IBM because as an OpenSUSE member, I'm not allowed to work for IBM. I was a senior consultant and IT development lead afterwards. And now Kündrel said last year, if IBM does not want to pay you, we want to do it. Therefore, I am a paid OpenSUSE member for OpenSUSE C Systems and additionally a mainframe architect, open source, interacting with customers with a focus on mainframes, AI, multi-cloud platform and Kubernetes stuff. And in part-time, I'm studying my master in information systems at the University in Bamberg. I'm a long-time OpenSUSE contributor. So I'm responsible for OpenSUSE C Systems. I started with translation stuff and everything else, and that's my background. Mainframes, if you didn't see it any time before, these are large high-performance computing systems, also called big endians, and they have got the architecture S390X by IBM. These systems are used mostly for mission-critical data, and you can run thousands of VMs on such a system, so mainly banking systems, insurances, and something like that are using. We are using C15 in the background, but since this year it is out of service, therefore we are in a little bit problem situation, because C16 cannot be delivered anymore since January also, and Linux distributions have to wait for the second release of C17 for receiving an upgrade to C17, and that if all is working correctly on IBM side, it should have been released already in April. I know that because the C16 release was during my birthday 2 years ago. That's why I know it so exactly. Wilhelm Wild gave me a birthday present with that. And last week, IBM champions received the information about new features in C17. Therefore, in the next weeks, or latest in 1 month, the next C17 should come to the market. And when the upgrade is possible, because the second release is out and we can receive the first release. That's the status update for the mainframe upgrades for Linux distributions. OpenSUSE C Systems is the S390X port by OpenSUSE. We are providing OpenSUSE Tumbleweed and Leap. Berthold Gunreben has established this project, and now we are around 5 people. We have got biweekly meetings every second Thursday at 7 o'clock in the evening that all working people can join. We have got also one team barbecue party every year at the first day of the conference. Therefore, yes, we had a nice evening event yesterday. And we have got 7 VMs in the Linux One open source software community cloud for team members. If anybody needs mainframe access, that's also C15 based. We can provide resources right to our mailing list or reach out to me. You can receive access via that. Our OBS repository has got C systems at the end based on our OpenSUSE factory. We have got our own wiki page. There's a lot of training material added also. If you don't know how to solve problems or what are IBM specific words, you can find that all there. And yes, our meetings are on meet.opensuse.org under S390X. Meetings and set trainings. I receive yearly requests. I have got problems to understand what is going on there. Do you provide architecture trainings? Oh, I have copied it wrong. Sorry. We are providing one training per year, so I'm organizing it. I'm happy that Ino has supported here this year with the training stuff, that we can provide it. We make it open. I invite also people from factory, from other Linux distributions, also with the Linux distribution working group mailing list, where for one time per year we cross it across multiple months, every second week, one training from beginning to architecture level and how to contribute. And on this way, we are looking that we can keep up to date all contributors to C systems and can educate also here. The collaboration, we are not alone. I'm collaborating with IBM and SUSE additionally when I have created the Linux distribution working group. So if I'm receiving bug reports or requests, I can forward it either to IBM. They are responsible for kernel, KVM, compilers, drivers for IBMC, memory problems, and software enablement stuff. SUSE is supporting us with the hardware behind the OBS and OpenQA. Thank you also to Santiago for supporting with OpenQA stuff as an example. We are collaborating with debugging first before we are forwarding something anywhere. The overall operating system foundation, like bootloader stuff and something like that, is on SUSE's side. Dependencies are on, sometimes on SUSE's side if we don't know how to interact there. OpenSUSE is responsible for the OpenQA stuff, packaging topics, simple bugs. We have achieved to create also our Python packages buildable again. Therefore, we are collaborating here in the OpenSUSE team. Christian has supported here also as an example. And then we have a Linux distribution working group. We are sharing our best practices and experience about important bugs which are affecting all Linux distributions. We are supporting each other here. So mainly Fedora and OpenSUSE are collaborating here, but sometimes also the Debian developers on IBM side are interacting here. And therefore, Alma Linux, Rocky Linux are available. I receive also their hints and supports. And with that, we are collaborating here. But the topic with SUSE and IBM, we are an officially supported open source project. SUSE and Red Hat are supported Linux distributions. We are a supported open source project at IBM, and therefore I can request all the support by IBM and SUSE. The first step is the verification of the bug report. Then we are integrating the package bug owner from OBS. We are looking, can we fix it for our own, or do we need support from SUSE side or IBM side? We define the requirements, and then we can forward it to IBM to fix together with SUSE or on IBM side. I'm lucky that I have got such a good network in the Linux on C department from my bachelor phases, therefore sometimes I can also wish special developers on IBM side, can I receive this developer please? Then OpenSUSE C systems in OBS, that's looking like that. On the right side you can see we have got close to 16,000 packages now buildable. 2 years ago, I gave a presentation how to maintain more than 15,000 packages, software packages at a university. Now we can go into the direction of 16,000. These failed and unresolvable, we have got continuously an eye on it. Can we fix it for our own? Or do we need support from outside? And we are collaborating also with upstream for fixing such issues. And yes, we have got also container images and other things that's close to equal to other architectures like ARM and something like that, how it is looking like. But that's our open our OBS project for C systems. Our contacts, we have got also a mailing list, that's C systems. If you want, if you are already subscribed, you can use C systems at lists.opensuse.org. If you need support with an upstream problem because you think, that does not look like an OpenSUSE problem, or you need anything with compilers or something like that, you can use our Linux Distribution Working Group mailing list. Also, the distinguished engineer by IBM who is a compiler expert is involved there, and therefore we receive mostly feedback there. It goes more and more down. I don't know what is going on IBM side at the moment, but the US, my partner, Elizabeth, the head of Open Source Program Office, is also there. And if there's no response, she will push it also. Then Bugzilla entries. A really important step is entered here. Yes, we have got bugzilla.opensuse.org as our Bugzilla. You should choose as a first step S390X 64-bit. And then a second step, you should know my user ID from OpenSUSE that I can get informed about it. Therefore, add me as a watcher, Ada Lovelace at gmx.de, and I can interact within 2 hours for you to get all required people involved. Alternatively, I have got a rule to look one time per month through our Bugzilla entries, whether anything new is popping up, because I have got only 1 day per week for my OpenSUSE maintenance. And yes, that takes a little bit longer if you don't add me as a watcher. The same is also with getting me integrated via email addresses. Many people think from time to time I would be an IBMer. Nope. Don't use my former IBM address that exists continuously. IBM does not remove leaving IBMers anyways from their database. Therefore, you can think this email address exists continuously. I won't respond there. I am a Kyndryl employee. You can use my Kyndryl address instead, or use my OpenSUSE org addresses, or my community GMX address, Ada Lovelace, GMX.de. Yes, my nickname is Ada Lovelace at OpenSUSE, and therefore you can use all these addresses. The first OpenSUSE.org address is my conference address that I can represent OpenSUSE. That's my Ada Lovelace is my nickname in the community, pointing to my community GMX account, and that's my working address, the last one. Then, how can you add S390X to a project in our build system? Anyways, many projects haven't got us integrated. Some people on SUSE side are saying, be happy about that. You have got enough build resources then on our mainframe, but we want to have it also enabled as a default for many, many, many projects that you can verify and test, and that we don't have to create bug reports for you additionally on top. Therefore, I want to show you how you can add S390X into your projects. Go to repositories, then on the right side, you can click on the home project where you are, or you can use it also in your development project. And then from add from a distribution where, here you can see also all the other added architectures. You can find OpenSUSE Factory C systems. That's the target for building for S390X. PowerPC can be chosen also on the right side, the same as Factory ARM. Anyways, ARM has been added already close to everywhere, but our case is the OpenSUSE Factory C systems. If you are submitting it, you can go to overview, and then you can see on the right side that it is building, and if there is a succeeded, all is okay. Then we are coming to the topic, easy bug fixes. We have got the same rule as for every other architecture. Many developers are saying already, it is easy to understand how to fix bugs. In this case, if there are unpackaged files found, we are using if-arch cases for S390X as an example in some packages, when we move this mouse and touchpad thing as an example to the outside, because it is supported also on S390X now. Hint why it is, we have got an integrated emulated graphic card in the background integrated for S390X by IBM on the mainframe, and therefore if you are using VNC or any remote desktop, you can use also the graphical interface now. And therefore, IBM is integrating from time to time also new features, what you can use in the graphical user interface. And therefore, it can happen that we have got failed packages because something is added newly. And then we have to do that also in our open build services in the spec files. What is specific about C systems? Big endian byte order has got a reverse counting. It is a CISC-type processor architecture, complex instruction set computing, and yes, sometimes also memory addresses are affected. It's a little bit more complicated. You have to split a 32-bit word in bytes, and then you have to reverse order. So on the right side, I have created an example. You have got the x86 order above from 0 until 31. And then for S390X, you are taking 8-bit with the next one. And then you have to reverse order it. So 24 until 31, then 16 until 23, then 8 until 15, and then 0 until 7. Based on that, you can see that's a little bit difficult, but if we are using it with the example test, then we have got, instead of test, a T-S-E-T. On this way, if you can fix it for your own, you are allowed to do it. How did I say to IBM after leaving, Linux on C is not in the ownership of IBM alone. That's open source. We can do that also from our own side. And we have got the freedom to fix also upstream things or in OpenSUSE our topics. But if you don't understand that, you are receiving training material on our OpenSUSE C Systems Wiki for that. If you don't understand that, create a bug report and I can involve also SUSE C Systems Maintainer or IBM VAN. Then the Open Mainframe project, I spoke already about it. That's a project under the Linux Foundation, and we have got a focal point for deployment and usage Linux and open source in a mainframe computing environment. So it is a project under the Linux Foundation. I am involved there not only in the Linux Distribution Working Group, I am also in the Modernization Working Group. We are providing also mentoring projects. And yes, on this way, I am really active there, and I am also a chair for the Linux Distribution Working Group. If anything is missing or something like that, reach out to me. I'm allowed to push it also on IBM side, and not only on Linux distribution side. I'm the first person who is receiving the information from IBM as soon as there is something ongoing with receiving new hardware, especially the AI topic in the background. We can receive C16 access if we have got any AI use cases. Therefore, we can create a form. We want to receive C16 VMs and then saying we want to support the Python community as an example and want to verify the dependencies, and then we can receive C16 systems on this way. Therefore, as an IBM champion, I'm receiving a lot of support from US. I'm not forced to go via the Germany lab, who are saying, no, your community, away with you. Via the US, I'm receiving a lot of support. Therefore, if anything is missing, you can reach out to me. So it seems we are close to the end. I want to add some time for questions. Are any questions available regarding that? There's a micro.
So my question is, how hard is to support another connector?
It is not on.